Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Roel, you really started something in that reading and writing lab.
Well, we had no idea what we were getting into. And, you know, you and I have talked before about the difference between experts and amateurs.
Yes.
And about who really is best at things. And, you know, Augie has gone back and forth of that as far as admissions counselors. Do you hire somebody? And our first decision to hire for the reading writing lab was, well, let's get the best expert we can, a guy that's got a PhD in it, that knows all the machinery. And it just fell flat because it turns out, you know, the speed reading and things like that weren't at the heart of he. You know, he was a really nice guy, but he probably averaged about 6 students a week would come in there and, you know, just see how fast they could read. And then we hired somebody who had, as Virginia did when she began, 0 experience at a reading writing lab. And man, did it take off and work, and students sort of felt, you know, students come into the reading writing lab and they still do thinking, let's show this teacher, help me. We can show this teacher I really have it, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they're lined against the system, right? We can do this. I can do this. And it's just, it's absolutely great.
We got to spend a program pretty soon just talking about reading and writing, but you mentioned professional and amateur. I don't know if he recalls it or not, but Yo-Yo Ma, who will be appearing here, I think in April, a great cellist, was once asked what it was like to work with an amateur orchestra, as he occasionally does.
Right.
And he said he never thought it was a very good gig until he went to, I think it was one of the Carolinas, it was an orchestra of amateur musicians. And he said they played with a passion and dedication that put me to shame. And since then, I've always thought I must play like an amateur.
Yeah.
You can get just a little too cool, a little too precise,
yeah,
and
yeah,
become almost automatic.
Yeah.
But that distinction between professional and amateur is important. I don't discount that at all. But sometimes amateurs can just knock your socks
off. Well, they certainly have done wonders in the reading writing lab. I wouldn't call them amateurs these days, but they made it work.
I was picking up an old book I have, is If Ignorance is Bliss, Why Aren't There More Happy People? Smart quotes for dumb times. Just open the one on writing. Hilaire Belloc says, of all the fatiguing, futile, empty trades, the worst, I suppose, is writing about writing. But Plato says, writing is the geometry of the soul. And that's, and we have both tried that geometry. Some editors are failed writers, but so are most writers.
What's the name of that book again?
That's called If Ignorance is Bliss, Smart Quotes for Dumb Times by John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. And we've just about used up all our time. We really have to, maybe in a couple of weeks, we can just sit down and talk about reading and writing, because you have a world of experience in these things and a passion for it. And you are responsible for unleashing so many authors on the world that you have a lot to answer for, Roel.
Well.
And that'll do it for now. I'm Don Wooten with Roel Tweet. This has been Scribble. Our guest today was Virginia Johnson. Next week, we're going to go riding the rails, and it's not what you think. We'll see you then on Scribble.